Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks for downloading us and tell your friends about us. This is number 940A, and we have a wonderful guest for you for 940B, Dr. William Lee, author of Eat to Beat Disease. By the way, in the last week, we've had Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. That's another book. And, of course, the immune system book. That's magnificent work on the immune system. But let's talk right now about the news of the week and especially what it means to you. That's what this podcast is. It isn't just the news of the week. It is much more important than that. It is what it means to you and what you should do differently. Thanks again for downloading us. This week's top stories, by the way, it was Matt Rickdell last week, author of An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System. That was, I think, 939A. 940 is ergonomics industry expert discussing, actually, I think I may be wrong on this, Matt Rickdell may have been 938. 939 is Scott Bauman, the ergonomics industry expert, discusses the surprising link between balance and the brain. 940, that's today, Eat to Beat Disease, the new science of how the body can heal itself, by William Lee, a physician who is really an expert on food choices. But what do we have for you? We have a great set of news, and the first one is on diet. Unhealthy diets may be linked to the world's biggest killer, and poor diets, yes, are linked to 20% of all death, but they're foods that you're missing, not just foods you eat, such as you're missing nuts, you're missing mushrooms, you're missing whole grains. Yeah, it is the foods you're missing that are causing this. That's greater than the risk of tobacco and of hypertension together. Starting workouts after age 51, do they make up for not doing it beforehand? Even if you are doing it, did it beforehand? The answer is when you start even at age 71, by 10 years later, 14 years later, it decreases your risk of dying and disability by a whopping number. We'll come back to that in a second. And if arsenic weren't enough with rice contains a bunch of things that say you shouldn't eat it. Why not? Because bacteria grow in it. And that means that old rice I often ate cold, thinking I was getting resistant starch. I was getting maybe a diarrheal disease. And a drop seen in cervical disease with HPV vaccines and mumps, obviously, just going wild in a small degree because of the lack of vaccinations. Restaurant dishes labeled gluten-free aren't often. What's the percentage? And dozens of clinics market risky cell therapies to treat eye disorders, what you should do to avoid them. Well, I'm going to go in a little different order than I just did, just to keep things changeable. But what does it mean that the drop in pre-invasive cervical cancer has gone, if you look at it from the people vaccinated between 88 and 95, and now they've looked at them 25 years to 30 years later, the whole population, 89% reduction in pre-cervical cancer and in cervical cancers in this age group. Tremendous, 89%. That's because people got vaccinated. What if you're sexually active, you get divorced, or you're getting, or your spouse has died and you become sexually active in the old, should you get it? Maybe. But clearly up to age 30, women should get it, and men too. So the point is that we don't have answers for this yet. But the question is, there's been a drop in cervical cancer disease, clearly up to age 30, get the vaccine. When's the ideal time? 9 to 11 for both boys and girls. Scientists spot brain cells that cause traumatic memories. Yeah, they've been spotted. What does it mean? We don't know, so I'm not going to cover that other than to tell you there's a lot of functional, what we call functional MRI where they can spot where the problem is. They've now got it down to cellular level, and yes, they see them. Keep your kids from vaping. The nicotine dose can be very high, causing seizures. There have been 45 cases of seizures with vaping in youngsters. And remember, the e-cigarettes are mainly used to hook kids. Shouldn't be. Bad diets cause 22% of all deaths, 11 million deaths a year. This study of nearly 200 countries, 8 million deaths looked at, and in those, 22% were due to diet. And it isn't just eating processed meats and trans fats or sugary drinks and sodium. That's nearly, the sugary drinks and sodium nearly too high. But what it is we're not eating enough nuts and seeds and fruits, vegetable, and fiber. So those are the things. Fruits, vegetables, fiber, nuts, mushrooms, and seeds are what you should add to your diet. And if you do that, you get a much better diet, much lower chance of dying. And death from diet, more than 20% of all deaths worldwide. Is that medication safe when breastfeeding? We don't know. There is a paucity of data, but now the FDA is starting to require that. But the only 2% of products on the site have data that we can really give it. So what's the site that you can look at? LACT, LACTMED.com or .org will let you get to the site on breastfeeding and whether it's safe. When using moisturizers with sunscreen, a lot of people, 83%, are missing around their eyes. Don't. Be careful with leftover rice. Leftover rice, and we're not talking, you know, white rice in America is mostly grown in areas that have grown prior to this cotton. So it has a lot of arsenic. So don't eat American rice. In any case, the sushi rice, which comes from Japan, that appears to be free of pesticides, but it is a simple carbohydrate. Brown rice, not a simple carbohydrate, but often grown with a lot of pesticides as well, and arsenic is the pesticide, so we avoid that. And now a new problem. When you leave rice in the refrigerator, a lot of it has, if you will, it's, as it's stored, it has food poisoning bacilli on it. It's the Bacillus cereuleus. I don't know whether it comes from the ear or not, but it survives the cooking process. It then grows mightily in your refrigerator in the rice. Don't eat rice more than 24 hours after you've cooked it. If you've got it in the refrigerator, more than 3 hours if you left it out. Dozens of clinics are marketing stem cell therapies to treat eye disease. Yeah, there's some early data. It works. Only get it in an academic center. All of these places, California, Florida, Illinois, tons of them are selling it for $5,000 to $50,000 per treatment, and it's a wallet transfer from you to them, and a disease and death transfer and blindness transfer from them to you. The data, whether it's from umbilical cells or bone marrow or bone or fat cells, most of this is junk. There are a few places in academia, and just because they're doing a clinical trial, all they have to do is register. That doesn't mean anything. Get it at a reputable place. Look at their data. Get the data and check it out first. Starting workouts, yeah, anytime you did it. This is a study of 315,000 adults aged 50 to 71 who were followed for 14 years. Those who started the workouts and continued them for at least 10 years by the end of the 10 years, 36% reduction in disability, 35% reduction in death, even when you started at age 71. Jerusalem Longevity Studies, even when you start at 77, there's a great reduction. So, message, 30 minutes of heart increasing, heart rate increasing exercise, a great thing. Oh, the Trump rollback of healthy school lunches. Yeah, we're going to have more fat and kids who have eaten bad diets. Obama did such a good thing on this. I'm sorry that Betsy DeVos and the Education Department are rolling this back. I don't know what Betsy DeVos has against healthy kids, but apparently she doesn't want healthy kids because they're allowing junk food to penetrate our schools again, taking away fruits and vegetables. Bans on texting while driving, tied to a drop in ER visits. And by the way, if your kids go to school, you may have to pack their lunches or at least teach them what to get to eat. And it isn't French fries or chips as the first thing. More fruit and vegetables, try and encourage that. Bans on texting is tied to a drop in ER visits for crash injuries. Just having the law decreases at 6%. If you have a law in most states, they can't arrest you or stop your car for just texting unless you are doing something else like speeding or weaving. But in those states that did, more than a 6% drop, a 20% drop in severe ER visits from accidents for texting. Severe obesity raises particular health travel issues. Yeah, the planes just don't have big seats anymore. And 33% of restaurant dishes labeled gluten-free aren't. What do you have to do? You have to really be careful if you've got celiac disease and really push on the restaurant to make sure they cooked it in a separate pan that is gluten-free and in a separate oven that is gluten-free. So those are the big stories of the week. Most important, as I said, you can improve your diet by adding nuts, seeds, whole grains, more fiber, and fruits and vegetables, and mushrooms. Just doing those things makes a huge difference. Starting workouts in middle age, 41 to 71, 10 years of doing it, and you make up for all the time you lost in youth. And remember, if arsenic weren't bad enough in rice, don't eat the leftover rice and get your kids vaccinated and maybe you too for HPV, for the cancer prevention vaccine. It really works, 89% reduction in pre-invasive cancers. Thanks very much for listening. Darren, thanks. Great for downloading. Hope you live longer, live at the top of your curve with less disability for very long. We'll be back. And remember, you are the genetic engineer. Yeah, even if you failed biology or didn't take it or didn't take chemistry, you may even just pass rocks for jocks. But every time you eat healthier, every time you exercise, every time you do stress management, meditation, or anything else, and avoid toxins, you're changing which genes are on so that you have more genes that promote healthy living and long life and less disability, and turn off genes that promote you getting older. You are the most important genetic engineer we know of, even if you don't know what CRISPR is. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Darren, for a wonderful engineering. Thanks for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week with another Section A, 941A, the news of the week. This is 940A. And the B segment, great interviews. This one last week was Scott Bailman, ergonomic industry expert, discussing the link between balance and the brain. The week before, sensational interview by Matt Richtow, the author of An Elegant Defense, The New Extraordinary Science of the Immune System. And today, William Lai is coming up. We're going to get to interview him, and he will be on 941B. I'm sorry, he's on 940B. Eat to Beat Disease. Eat to Beat Disease, a groundbreaking physician shares how we can use food to hack your natural defense system and hardwire yourself for health. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back shortly.